但愿耶稣的美丽从我们显现。
Let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
耶稣所有清洁、温柔与甘甜。
And all the beauty and wonderful passion and purity of Jesus.
我们祷告，他用他的圣灵在我里面来工作。
We pray the Holy Spirit work within us.
直到他做成，他的美丽能够显现出来。
Until his work is done, that his beauty can be seen through us.
早间我们在这里和弟兄姐妹分享，讲到凡事尊荣神的道。
And this morning, we'd like to share with you making the teaching about God attractive.
提多书第二章第十节。
And Titus chapter 2 verse 10 says,
他讲到说凡事要尊荣我们救主神的道。
That in every way, make the teaching about God, our Savior, attractive.
在提多书里面讲到神的道。
And in the book of Titus, when the word of God was mentioned,
他讲到纯正的教训。
It talks about the sound teaching.
他也讲到纯正的道理。
And the sound doctrine.
那其实这几个呢，都是用同一个字。
Actually, these three terms use the same root word.
他说要将神的道在我们的行事为人呢，让他能够尊荣。
And it talks about in everything, in every way, may the word of God be honored.
那这个尊荣刚刚翻译呢，英文也有讲到一个 attractive， 就是让它能够有吸引力。
And in the Bible, one of the translations says make it attractive.
然后我们看见尊荣它原来的字的意思呢，是讲到收拾那个灯。
And originally, this the word attractive means to trim the light.
那让这个灯能够照得更亮。
So that the light can be brighter.
弟兄姐妹，这是一个神告诉我们。托付给我们，其实让我们知道这是一个非常重要的原则。
And dear brothers and sisters, this is a very important principle that God has entrusted to us.
无论我们在做什么事情。
That means whatever we do.
今天我们会讲到在生活的里面。
And we're going to talk about in our daily living.
在工作的当中。
And in our working environment.
在我们教会里。
Within the church.
在整个国家的里面。
In this nation.
那无论我们做什么。
No matter what we do.
无论我们站在一个不同的角色。
And whatever roles we play.
我们有一个非常重要的使命。
We have a very important mission.
让主的道能够被尊荣。
That is make the word of our God be attractive.
那我们如何能够尊荣主的道、神的道呢？
How do we make the teaching about our God attractive?
所以我们第一个要看见要传讲纯正的道理。
First of all, we make sure we teach what is sound.
那第二方面呢，要讲到这个我们所传讲的，今天在我们生活中要能够见证出来。
And secondly, whatever we teach that has to be seen in our daily living.
他告诉我们要活出美善的榜样。
We need to be a beautiful example of our teaching.
请我们先一起来读提多书第二章第一节。
Let's read Titus chapter 2 verse 1 together.
但你所讲的总要合乎那纯正的道理。
You must teach what is in accord with sound doctrine.
那讲到纯正的道理或者是说纯正的教训。
Here, the sound doctrine or the sound teaching.
当提多在传讲神的话语。
When Titus was teaching the word of God.
那这个话呢传讲出来是纯正的是有一个根基的。
And his teaching was sound and with basis.
那我们看见说今天神的话跟我们讲的教训它是怎么样的一个关系呢？
Let's take a look at the relationship between the word of God and the teaching of God.
那提摩太后书第三章第十六节我们都非常的熟悉。
And we all are very familiar with 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 16.
他讲到圣经是神所默示的。
It says all scripture is God-breathed.
是神的呼吸。
It's like the breath of God.
那他讲到下面说于教训。
And it continued by saying it is useful for teaching,
教训督责使人归正,
rebuking, correcting and training for righteousness.
教导人学义都是有益的。
It is useful.
所以当神的话传讲出来的时候
So when the word of God is taught or preached,
他教导我们
It will teach us,
教我们认识神
So that we can know God,
教我们认识神做事的法则
Also know the principles of his work.
所以在保罗他提醒提多
So Paul reminded Titus here,
你所讲的
whatever you teach,
要合乎纯正的道理
has to be sound doctrine.
我们知道提多当时候在格利迪岛他在那里侍奉
We all knew Titus was serving among the island of Crete
那遇到了很多的难处
And he sure encountered a lot of difficulties
当然我们也知道格利迪人呢他们是很败坏的
And we all know Cretans are very evil
充满了谎言的
They are liars
所以你要服侍他们是不容易
Therefore it is not easy to serve them
然后呢另外还有一些的犹太人
And besides that, there's a group of Jews
那他们讲一些虚空的话
And they brought in Jewish myths among them
他们有一些不同的教导
And they have different kinds of teaching
他们不服约束用虚空的话来欺哄人
They were rebellious and taught people with Jewish myths
他们讲那些离弃真道之人的诫命
And they preached the command of those who objectTo the truth.
那当这些不纯正的道理进来的时候
When these incorrect or unsound doctrine come among his people
提多他要怎么来面对呢
How did Titus face that situation?
所以我们看见在这样的一个环境的里面
And in an environment like that
提多不止他要传神的话
Titus not only had to preach the word of God
他需要传那个纯正的道理
He also had to teach the sound doctrine.
但是我们知道神的话要带着能力能够出来。
And for the word of God to come out with power,
必须我们的生活能够有一个见证能够显出。
It has to be supported by our living example.
所以这就是在这一章的里面一个非常重要的信息。
So that is a very important thing in the second chapter of Titus.
要让你所传的这一个教训教导讲到说神
So the sound teaching, the word of God that we preach,
它能够被尊荣
in order to become attractive to others,
你能够让这个灯能够照得更亮
in order for the lamp to be brighter,
今天不是讲的口才怎么样
it's really not just our eloquence,
一个是讲的纯正
first of all, it has to be sound,
第二个呢我们需要有生命有生活的见证
Secondly, it has to be supported by our living example
所以在当时在真道上他们是遇到了很多的征战
At that time, Titus encountered a lot of battles on the way of truth
从初代教会开始
From the very beginning of the church history
在这些真理上在这些教训上
And regarding God's truth and God'sdoctrine.
那他们就遇到了很大的征战。
And God's followers encounter a lot of battles.
弟兄姐妹，到了今天。
And even till this day.
那这个征战呢，是越来越猛烈的。
And this struggle becomes even more fierce.
我们也求主真是时刻提醒我们。
And may the Lord remind us.
我们要传那纯正的道理。
That we need to preach.The sound doctrine.
我们求圣灵开我们的眼睛。
We ask the Holy Spirit to open our eyes.
叫我们从里面能够看见主。
So that we can see the Lord from within.
叫我们真知道他。
So that we can truly know him.
我们知道他的道路。
We can know his way.
我们知道他做事的法则。
The principles of his work.
我们真认识神的话。
And truly know the word of God.
哦、oh, ，在末后的时代需要传讲纯正的道理。
And in the end days, we need to teach what is sound.
求主保守我们。
May the Lord keep us.
不是照着我们的喜好。
So that we don't do things according to our own interest.
我们求主拿掉我们个人所有的成见。
And please, Lord, remove all my prejudice.
很单纯的让神的话语他能够亲自的来做工。
So that the word of God can work itself.
那我们个人的经历
And our personal experience
也不能代替神的话
will never take the place of the word or the teaching of God.
我认识一位传道人他结婚的时候还不是基督徒
I know this minister, when he got married, he was not a Christian yet.
但他的太太是基督徒
But his wife was a Christian.
那经过了好多年
，and after many years，
他里面也曾经非常的反对等等的。
Initially, he opposed to Christianity for a while.
但是后来他得救了。
But later on, he got saved.
然后主也更多的来吸引他，他献身，他服侍主了。
And the Lord drew him close, and he devoted himself to the Lord, and he became a minister.
那我们听到他的见证，我们都说感谢主。
So after hearing his testimony, we all say, "Thank the Lord."
主实在是恩待他。
For God's grace was upon him.
但是当他在传讲信息
，Yet when he preached about the word of God,
他告诉弟兄姐妹
，He would tell the listeners.
他说照着我的经历
，He would say, according to my own experience.
你跟不信的结婚是没有什么关系的。
It is okay to marry someone who does not believe in the Lord.
他讲的时候，他说我就是一个很好的榜样。
And he told others that I'm a good example.
我结婚的时候，我是一个非基督徒。
Because I was not a Christian when I got married.
但是后来得救了。
But later on, I got saved.
你看这不是一个很好的机会吗
？And this is a good opportunity.
但是弟兄姐妹，圣经的教导到底是怎么说的呢
？But brother and sister, what is the teaching in the Bible?
有些时候我们的经历。跟圣经的教导如果是不一样的
，If at any given time our personal experience is different from the teaching in the Bible，
我们求主帮助我们
，We need the help from God，
叫我们传讲纯正的道理
，That we will choose to teach what is sound。
有一个骆驼的预言
，And there's this parable about camel，
特别形容到骆驼它那种得寸进尺的情形
，It describes the very nature of camel that you give him an inch。It will push for a feet.
如果你让它进了你的帐篷
，and if you allow the camel to come into your tent that way，
最后的结果它会把你踢出去。
The end result is that you'll be forced out of your own tent.
今天我们遇到有一些的教导
，and likewise, sometimes we heard some teachings.
那如果是不合乎纯正的道理
，if it's not sound based on God's principle。
弟兄姐妹，我们里面要立刻有反应。
And we need to have an immediate reaction to it.
我们不能容让。
We will not tolerate.
然后呢，如果这个进来了
，If we allowed it coming in an inch，
慢慢的在里面它酝酿，它增加了。
And gradually it will develop, it will increase.
再后来你要再改变就非常的困难。
And it will be very difficult to change after a while.
我们求主帮助我们。
So we ask the Lord to help us.
传讲纯正的道理。
To preach only sound doctrines.
那今天我们不只是传讲。
And not only we need to preach.
他告诉我们在行为上。要与我们所传的要能够相称
，and our behaviors, our living examples have to match up with what we teach.
所以第二段我们要看见活出善美的榜样。
Therefore, next thing we want to look at is to be an example of the good things.
我们一起来读提多书第二章第七节和第八节。
And let us read Titus chapter 2 verses 7 and 8 together.
你自己凡事要显出善行的榜样，在教训上要正直端庄，言语纯全，无可指责，叫那反对的人既无处可说我们的不是，便自觉羞愧。
In everything set an example by doing what is good. In your teaching show integrity, seriousness, and soundness of speech that cannot be condemned.So that those who oppose you may be ashamed because they have nothing bad to say about us.
所以有一句话讲到说身教重于言教。
That's why it's a common saying that walking is more important than talking.
所以当保罗劝提多第一方面你要传讲的是纯正的道理。
Therefore, Paul's advice to Titus is twofold. First, you need to teach what is sound.
第二个呢，讲到说你要有一个善美的榜样，要有一个见证能够显出来。
Secondly, in everything you do, you have to set an example of what is good.
因为有许多反对的人。
And because a lot of people oppose Titus.
许多时候不只是我们的话，我们在真道上能够驳倒他们。
And a lot of times, not only we can persuade or convince others in words regarding the truth.
他让我们知道说我们的生活的见证让这些毁谤的人他们无话可说。
More importantly, the way we live will be faultless so that we'll put to shame those who criticize us.
所以在教导的上面
Therefore, in our teaching,
要正直端庄言语纯全。
Be sound and be serious and be respectful.
弟兄姐妹，这个是说到我们生活的见证。
And this is our living testimony.
要显出善行的榜样。
We need to show the examples of what is good.
那我们也知道说，在生活中要显出一个榜样，其实是一个非常大的挑战。
And it is quite a challenge to have a good testimony.
很多时候神的儿女我们自己也常常会讲说 我是不完全的。
And many times we children of God know that we ourselves is not perfect.
你不要拿太高的标准来要求。
And don't raise the bar so high.
因为我们知道我们里面天然生命我们还有许多的软弱。
Because there are still many weaknesses in our natural life.
但是弟兄姐妹这一个要求
Yet this bar, this requirement,
并不是我们做不到的。
It's not something that we cannot achieve.
今天主给我们一个要求。
The Lord gives us an demand.
因为他把他的生命赐给我们。
It's because he has given us his own life.
今天不是我努力我能够表现得多好。
Therefore, it's not that we strive to do what's good.
乃是耶稣的美丽从我显现出来。
But let the beauty of Jesus be seen in me.
我没有那个温柔。
I don't have the gentleness.
但是基督他是我的温柔。
But Christ is my gentleness.
我没有那个忍耐。
I don't have the patience.
基督是我的忍耐。
But Jesus is my patience.
我们说我有许多的缺少，我有许多的软弱。
I have many lacks and I have many weaknesses.
但是我们知道他是我们的生命。
But we know that he is our life.
他是一切，他又在一切之内。
That Christ is all and he is in all.
那我们从这个角度，我们再来看这些要求。
If we view all the requirements from this perspective or this angle,
你不会觉得说这好像是一个比律法的要求还要不容易遵守的。
We no longer complain that this is a harder requirement than the laws.
你好像一个重担又压在我们的身上。
We will not regard this as another heavy burden upon us.
有些时候我们传福音给福音朋友。
A lot of times when we preach the good news to our friends.
甚至有些人他说他已经信主了。
And even among believers.
他说我现在还不能受洗。
And they will say, you know, I cannot be baptized yet.
因为我还不完全。
Because I'm not good enough.
所以常常在我们里面都有这个观念。
And a lot of people have that concept in their mind.
的确需要有一个生活的见证。
Yes, we need to have living testimony.
的确我们天然生命今天还有很多的够不上，还有很多的缺陷。
Yes, we still have many weaknesses and many faults.
但是这不表示说我们今天没有在一个属灵的实际里面。
But it doesn't mean that we are not living in the spiritual reality today.
从我们相信接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主。
Because at the moment we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior,
我们就在一个属灵的实际里。
We enter into a spiritual reality.
我们已经与他同死同埋葬，与他一同的复活。
That we have died with him, buried with him, and risen with him.
我们在一个属灵实际的里面，我们说我们在基督里是一个新造的人。
And we are in a spiritual reality, which is that I am in Christ.I'm a new creation.
旧事已过，一切都变成新的了。
All things have passed, everything is new.
我们说好多好多，这些是真理，也是一个属灵的实际。
And a lot of things are truth, and to us, a spiritual reality.
那今天这个实际，它要实现在我们的身上。
And now, the spiritual reality needs to be actualized in our life.
所以一面我们说，好像有一个很高的要求。
Yes, on one hand, we might regard these requirements like such a high bar.
然后我们的生命今天又不完全。
And our natural life is so imperfect.
但弟兄姐妹，主不是叫我们退后。
But dear brothers and sisters, the Lord doesn't want us to retreat.
不是叫我们就是说太难了，我做不到。
Or think this is too difficult, I cannot do it.
那是看见说今天他把一个这么宝贵的时机已经赐给我们。
Instead, we should see that he has given us this precious spiritual reality.
今天活不是我们来活，是基督来活。
That is no longer we live, but Christ that lives in us.
是他的美丽从我们里面显现出来。
It is his beauty can be seen through us.
所以下面我们要看见他显现在我们的家庭中。
And now we want to take a look at how he can be seen in our family life.
在我们的工作中。
In our working environment.
在我们 的教会中
，and in our own church，
就是在我们的国家的里面
，and even in our own country。
我们一起来读这一段比较长，是提多书二章的二节到第六节。
And let's read this passage together, Titus chapter 2, verses 2 to 6.
我们看见保罗在那里有非常仔细的教导。
Here Paul has very detailed instructions.
所以对于不同年龄的、不同的环境的。
For different people of different age, of different environment.
那我们从这些教导的里面。
And among these teachings.
我们也求主他来教导我们。
We ask the Lord to teach us as well.
这是蒙福的。
That is a blessed thing.
我们一起来读。
Let's read them together.
劝老年人要有节制、端庄、自守，在信心、爱心、忍耐上都要纯全无次。又劝老年妇人举止行动要恭敬，不说谗言，不给酒做奴仆，用善道教训人，好指教少年妇人爱丈夫、爱儿女，谨守贞洁，料理家务，待人有恩，顺服自己的丈夫，免得神的道理被毁谤。又劝少年人要谨守。
Teach the older men to be temperate, worthy of respect, self-controlled, and sound in faith, in love, in endurance. Likewise, teach the older women to be reverent in the way they live, not to be slanderous or addicted to much wine, but to teach what is good. Then they can train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, to be busy at home, to be kind, and to be subject to their husbands, so that no one will malign the word of God. Similarly, encourage the young men to be self-controlled.
老年人要显出那个成熟的生命。
For the older man to show a mature spiritual life.
能够得到众人的尊敬。
Can earn the respect of others.
老年妇人呢，生活要有节制。
Older women need to be self-controlled.
好指教这些少年的妇人。
So that they can teach the younger women.
那我们知道说，每一个在不同的年龄的阶层当中。
At different age range.
他们要成为一个榜样。
They all have to show a good example.
他们需要有那个影响的力量。
And they need to be able to influence others.
所以老年的妇人，他们能够影响少年的妇人。
So the older women need to affect the younger women.
让少年的妇女呢，他们在家庭的里面。
So the younger women, when they minister at home,
他们把这个家能够治理，他能够营造出一个爱的家庭。
So they can manage their household well and to form a very loving and warm environment.
我们看见说他们在每一个榜样中所显出来的那个见证。
Therefore, in their testimony out of their examples,
然后也影响到他们的下一代。
Can affect the next generation.
对于少年人要谨守。
For the young men, they need to be self-controlled.
那能够 self-control 就是他能够自制。
And to self-control means they can manage themselves.
所以这其实对少年人来讲，你说他好像就简单的一句话。
And it seems to be a very brief and simple description for the young man.
但是我们看见今天少年人在这个点上其实是非常非常需要的。
Yeah, this is a very, very needed area for young people.
好多年轻人他们被电玩所迷了。
And a lot of young people are bound by the computer games.
那他们好像出不来。
And they cannot get out of it.
需要谨守。
They need to have that self-control.
有些他们晚上不睡觉，白天呢起不来。
Or they don't sleep at night, so they cannot get up during the day.
有好多的情形。
There are all kinds of situations.
等我们在这一段的里面看到。
And you see in this passage.
我们在一个家庭的里面。
And when you are in a family setting.
要显出一个善美的榜样。
We need to show forth a beautiful and good example.
叫别人看见我们
，so that when people see us，
他们里面有一个吸引
，they will be attracted。
哦，他们是基督徒
，they will say， oh， these are Christians。
他们无论在哪一个年龄
，and doesn't matter what their age。
这些基督徒就让人里面有一个羡慕
，just by looking at them， we are attracted。
那一个羡慕，他们愿意来到神的面前
，and that kind of envy will draw them close to God。
他们愿意来认识神的话
，and make them want to know the word of God，
让神的这些 教训今天能够得着尊荣。
So the word of God will become very attractive to them.
其实我们最直接的、最靠近的就是在我们的家庭的里面。
And actually, our family members are the ones that closest to us.
求主帮助我们。
We ask the Lord to help us.
我们只有来到主的面前。
The only way we have is just come to the Lord.
主耶稣，你是我的主。
Acknowledging that He is our Lord.
你是我的生命。
And you are my life.
我们时刻愿意放下自己。
And I'm willing to let go of myself.
我们祷告他能够显大出来。
So that He can be magnified.
所以你遇到一个环境，一个情形。
Therefore, whatever circumstance we have,
我们祷告不要让我们的天然生命就这样子 反映出来。
It is our prayer that don't let my natural life react to situations.
我们总是在这个过程里面圣灵改变我们，主来制作我们。
When we need to let God work on us and let the Holy Spirit change us in this process.
哦，这次失败了。
Yes, we failed this time.
我们认罪悔改。
We confess our sin and repent from it.
我们总是祷告主啊，这个生命要长大。
And it should be our constant prayer that Lord, let your life grow.
下次你有一个警醒。
So that you become more alertful next time.
这句话出来是我天然生命里面出来的呢。
And the word that's ready to come out of ourselves, is that from our natural life?
是从我的怒气里面发出来的呢。
Is it coming out of my anger?
还是今天天我回到主的面前。
Or it is because I retreat back into the Lord.
从主的生命里面让这个话流露出来。
And let the word flows out of the life of Jesus.
弟兄姐妹，这个差别非常非常的大。
And dear brothers and sisters, these are two big differences.
那只有显在我们生活里面的见证。
And this is the living testimony.
那下面我们看见在工作中。
And next thing we want to see in our working environment.
请我们读第二章的第九节和第十节。
And let's read chapter 2 verses 9 and 10.
劝仆人要顺服自己的主人，凡事讨他的喜欢，不可顶撞他，不可私拿东西，要显为忠诚，以致凡事尊荣我们救主神的道。
Teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything.To try to please them, not to talk back to them, and not to steal from them, but to show that they can be fully trusted, so that in every way they will make the teaching about God our Savior attractive.
这边讲到说要劝仆人顺服主人。
Here it says, teach slaves to be subject to their masters in everything.
在那个时代是有奴隶的。
Back then,There are slaves.
你说今天我们不是奴隶。
And you may say, I'm no slaves today.
但是弟兄姐妹，当我们在地上服侍我们地上的主人。
But when we work, for our boss on earth.
那同样的原则，我们要顺服我们地上的主人。
The same principle applies that we need to be subject to them.
我们服侍我们地上的主人，像服侍主一样。
We serve our earthly master as if we're serving the heavenly master.
我们不是只是在眼前侍奉。
We don't serve in front of people.
我们在神的面前侍奉。
But we serve in the presence of our God.
礼拜五的时候有姊妹交通。
Last Friday, and there's one sister fellowshipped.
那在这段疫情的阶段。
And during the pandemic,
她是在家里工作。
She had to work at home.
她说在家里，老板呢，他们不会整天的盯着你的。
When you work from home, your boss is not supervising you every moment.
但是她在那里做见证。
And she testified.
她说其实我比在公司的时候呢，我还认真。
She said, I'm actually more diligent than when I was working in the office.
他是说花的时间更多。
I actually spend more time at work.
因为他知道他是在主的面前，他在那里服侍。
Because she knew she was serving the Lord.
所以在这边让我们看到在工作的里面。
And here says in our working environment.
其实是讲到里面的那一个认真那个忠诚。
It talks about that trustworthiness, that seriousness, that diligence within before the Lord.
他说不可私拿东西。
It says do not steal from your masters.
要显为忠诚。
But show to them that you can be fully trusted.
那这些让我们在工作的 场所的里面呢，能够显出神儿女的一个不同的见证来。
And that's how we can have a different testimony as a child of God.
你可以说大家都是这么做。
And you can claim that, you know, everybody does that.
但是神儿女我们不一样。
But we children of God are different.
今天我们在世界上，但是我们却不属于这个世界。
We live in this world, but we do not belong to this world.
我们好像跟别人一起工作，一起做很多的事。
And we work with others very similarly.
但是我们却不被这个世界的原则所捆绑。
But we are not bound by the principles of this world.
有一位范弟兄曾经分享他过去的一个经历。
And there was this brother by the last name Fan. He shared his experience with us before.
他过去是在铁路局那边工作的。
And he used to work for the railroad station.
在当时候呢，这种公家机关他有一些的习惯。
And when you work for a government, there are some practice.
那就像说你出差的时候。
For example, if you go out of town,
你没有用这些钱，但是你就去可以去申报的。
And you can apply for per diems, even if you have not used them.
有时候你是住在朋友家。
Sometimes, for example, you live in your friend's house.
但是呢，大家就是报这个差旅费。
But you can still be entitled to the hotel expenses.
但是我们的弟兄那个时候虽然他年轻。
And our brother at the time was very young.
他是一个很爱主的弟兄。
But he loved the Lord very much.
所以他在工作的里面，他所活出来的就是不一样。
Therefore, he had a different manifestation at workplace.
他说我不虚报。
He said, I will not file false claim.
我不作假。
I will not forge my invoices.
我不拿我不该拿的东西。
I will not take things that I should not be taking.
但是有些时候你这样子在同事们当中有的时候并不是很受欢迎的。
But while he did that, he became not popular among co-workers.
反而别人可能会非常的讨厌你。
Actually, people disliked him very much.
你为什么好像与众不同呢?
Because he acted differently from everybody else.
那我们都是这样子做的。
And this is our common practice here.
但是因为弟兄他里面有一个不同的生命。
But because our brother has a different life in him.
他说我没有办法。
Therefore he could not do it.
但是后来他们整个交通部的这个主管。
And later on, the Minister of Transportation,
他需要有一个机要秘书。
He was looking for an executive secretary.
他的条件是什么呢?
And he only had one condition,
就是要诚实。
Which is integrity.
大家立刻就把这位范弟兄推荐上去。
And very fast, everybody recommended our brother.
他从一个职员然后变成了机要秘书。
From a very low ranking clerk, he became the high ranking executive secretary.
弟兄姐妹，神要我们今天在任何的环境，我们能够有一个好的榜样。
Dear brothers and sisters, God wants us to be a good example in our environment.
有一个见证能够活出来。
So that a testimony can be seen.
那在这边呢，讲到在我们的工作的场合。
And here Paul talk about how we act at work.
今天我们知道，虽然在服侍好像是地上的主人。
Yes, we are acting like we're serving masters on earth.
但是我们好像是服侍天上的主一样。
But we also are serving our God in heaven.
在每一个岗位，我们在侍奉神。
In every post we hold, we are serving God.
虽然你是学生。
Maybe you're a student.
但是你在这个岗位，你在侍奉神。
But you are serving God at that post.
你读书不是为着我自己的荣耀。
You don't study for your own glory.
是为着神的荣耀。
But the glory of God.
所以你说老师看不到，你也不知道，他也不知道你在做什么。
Sometimes teachers can see us, he doesn't know what we are doing.
但是求主也赐给我们一个忠诚的心。
And may the Lord give us this trustworthy heart.
那我们感谢主，除了在工作上，他也讲到在教会中。
And other than at the workplace or school, here says in the church.
在第三章第八节到第九节。
In Titus chapter 3 verse 8 and 9 it says.
他说这话是可信的，我也愿你把这些事切切实实的讲明，使那些以信神的人留心做正经事业。 这都是美事，并且与人有益，要远避无知的辩论和家谱的空谈以及纷争，并因律法而起的增进，因为这都是虚妄无益的。
This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things, so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to devote themselves to doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone.But avoid foolish controversies and genealogies and arguments and quarrels about the law, because these are unprofitable and useless.
在信的人
And to people who believe,
也就是说今天我们在神的家神的教会的里面
Which means in the house of God, in the church of God.
他要告诉我们说要留心做正经事业
And you have to be careful to devote yourself to do what is good.
那在这边我们就知道他的意思是讲到说我们应该要做的是美事是好的事情
So to do what is beautiful, what is good.
今天主感动我们
And God has moved us.
我们应该做什么样才是美好的事情
And to do what is good.
才能对别人有益处的
Which is beneficial or profitable to others.
是的弟兄姐妹让别人能够得着益处
Yes, brothers and sisters, we want to seek the benefit of others.
然后他叫我们要逃避要远离那些虚妄的辩论
And also try to avoid things that are useless.
那有很多的争辩
A lot of controversies or arguments.
今天主是要我们逃避的。
The Lord wants us to avoid those things.
他不叫我们陷在一些的纷争的里面。
So that we don't cave in all kinds of arguments or quarrels.
救我们脱离那些虚空无益的。
May the Lord rescue us from things that's empty and useless.
主得着我们在地上献出一个宝贵的见证。
So that we can truly manifest something that's precious.
哦，当人家一认识到说，哦，这是神的家，这是神的教会。
And when people recognize, wow, that is the house of God, that is His church.
在这里充满了爱。
That place is full of love.
在这里不是在那里纷争的。
And there's no arguments or quarrels.
在这里弟兄姐妹我们彼此扶持。
And this is a place people support one another.
我们一同了走路一同的追求。
And we help each other to pursue the Lord.
有很多人他们信主。
And a lot of people believe in the Lord.
是看见弟兄姐妹的那个见证
Because they saw the testimony among the children of God
就是弟兄姐妹之间那个生活显出来的见证
And the living testimony among them
今天世界上许多的人其实他们里面是虚空的
And a lot of people may feel empty inside
一方面没有认识神
On one hand because they don't know God
那个虚空是何等的大
And that is great emptiness
第二方面他们也许在地上有很多不同的朋友
And on the other hand they may have all kinds of friends in this world
但当他们看见神的儿女
Yet when they observeThe interaction among children of God.
那种爱彼此的相爱让他们里面羡慕。
And they envy the kind of love they have for one another.
那个生命叫他们里面受吸引。
And they're drawn to the life.
弟兄姐妹这是神家要活出来的一个见证。
And dear brothers and sisters, this has to be the testimony you see in the house of God.
你看见全地都是黑暗。
And the whole earth may be covered in darkness.
但是神的家有光。
But there needs to be light in the house of God.
当地上充满了仇恨
When the earth is filled with hatred
但是神的家有爱
But there is love in the house of God
这是神家在地上要显出来的见证
And that is the testimony in the house of God
我们最后看见他讲到说在国家中
And lastly, in the nation
在第三章的第一节和第二节
Chapter 3 and verse 1 and 2 of Titus says
你要提醒众人叫他们顺服做官的掌权的遵他的命，预备行各样的善事，不要毁谤，不要争竞，总要和平，向众人大显温柔。
Remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities, to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good, to slander no one, to be peaceable and considerate, and to show true humility toward all men.
他讲到要提醒众人。
And here says, to remind everybody.
一方面讲说要顺服做官的。
That to be subject to rulers and authorities.
那第二个呢，他讲到要遵他的命。
And be obedient.
那这边有两个不同的字。
And there are two words used here.
一个是顺服。
One is to be subject to.
他重在我们的生命。
And that is the manner of our life.
那另外一个遵他的命是讲到顺从。
And the other one is to be obedient.
那实际上就是照着命令去做
，which means to follow the order。
在很多的时候，我们说这两方面都是很重要的。
And these two aspects are important in many ways。
所以我们有一个顺服的生命。
One hand, we have the life that is subject to others。
我们有一个遵命的行为。
And also, on the other hand, we have the action of obedience。
因为我们知道所有的权柄。是从神而来的。
Because all the authorities are from God.
我们知道虽然这些做官的掌权的。
And we know these rulers, these people are on authorities.
他们的权柄也是从神而来的。
Even their authorities are given from God.
所以今天讲到我们在地上。
Therefore, when we live in this world,
在一个政权的底下。
We are under a government.
在一个国家的里面，当纳粮的要纳粮，当上税的要上税。
When we live in a particular country, we need to file taxes as required.
那他讲到说，今天我们需要尽我们的本分。
Which means we need to do what we're supposed to do.
我们生命，我们的态度是一个顺服的。
And we have a life and also action that's obedient.
但是这又不是讲到说，好像在每一件事情上我们都是能够顺从。
And but this doesn't mean we need to obey everything is required blindly.
但是如果说今天是违背神的命令。
Because if certain requirement is against God's principle.
圣经也告诉我们说，顺从神不顺从人是应当的。
Bible clearly teaches that it is right to obey God, not to obey man.
所以这个让我们认识到说，我们有一个生命是顺服的生命。
So we know we have a life that is obedient.
但是我们也认识到说，今天我们顺服在权柄的底下。
And we also understand we subject to authorities over us.
很多时候我们的态度，我们的生命是顺服的。
We have a life.And we have an attitude that is subject to authorities.
因为权柄是从神而来的。
Because we know all authorities are from God.
今天我们讲说顺服神，这是好像是容易的。
It seems to be easy to say I'm subject to God.
因为他是一切的掌权者。
Because God holds all authorities and power.
但是今天在地上，神是要我们顺服一些代表的权柄。
And while we live in this world, God wants us to be subject to those power representing Him.
像在讲到家庭，讲到妻子顺服丈夫。
For example, at home, it says wives.Obey your husbands.
那你不是讲到你每一句话是顺从他，听他的所说的。
It's not saying you need to do exactly he says every word, every order.
乃是讲到说我们有一个生命是顺服的生命。
Instead, it's saying you need to have a life that is willing to subject yourself.
在教会的里面，我们愿意顺服权柄。
Likewise, in the church, we subject ourselves to the authority.
我们顺服神代表的权柄。
That represents God.
我们在公司里面顺服我们的长官。
At work, we obey our authority, our boss.
他是神代表的一个权柄。
Because they are an authority representing God.
所以他这边讲到做官的掌权的。
So here says rulers, authorities.
他们是代表的权柄。
They are representing God.
所以我们今天顺服是我们的生命。
Therefore, we have a life that's willing to subject to the authority.
但是另外一方面呢，神是在他们之上的。
But on the other hand, God is above these authorities.
因为权柄是从神而来的。
Because these authorities were from God.
弟兄姐妹，我们认识了这些属灵的原则。
So once we are clear about these spiritual principles,
我们知道主的生命能够从我们身上能够彰显出来。
Then we know His life can be seen through us.
当礼拜五我们在分享交通。
Last Friday in our Bible study,
也有肢体他们问到一个问题。
A question was posed.
那到底这个属灵的权柄今天是怎么执掌的呢？
And how are these authorities managed these days?
后来我们有一个分享，我觉得是很好的。
And I think one fellowship was very good.
讲到说从我们生命里面所活出来的
And whatever is lived out from our spiritual life
才是一个真正的属灵的权柄
Is truly the spiritual authority
今天神要我们不是只是一个地位上你有一个权柄
God doesn't want to have authority because we hold a certain position
做丈夫的
For example, husband
是的你有一个代表的权柄
Yes, you do have an authority that's representing God in your house
但是真正你能够让这个权柄能够显现出来
But in order for this authority to be truly seen and working
在于你里面有没有基督的一个生命的彰显
It depends upon whether you manifest the life of Christ
今天在公司的里面
The same way at work
很多时候不一定那个主管他就是掌权的
A lot of times it's not necessarily true that the bosses are of authorities
今天这个员工当他从生命里面把主彰显出来了
Instead, when a worker manifests the life of Jesus
什么叫掌权呢
What does it mean to rule, to reign?
哦，那一个小女子的一句话
Like the little young ladyHer suggestion
让乃曼这个大元帅他听小女子的话
To the general Naaman And he actually listened to her
所以很多时候你不是在外面有一个地位
So many times the authority is not our position
但是你有一个影响的力量
Yet Instead it should be the power that can influence the circumstance
所以当我们讲到生命像主
So when we say you have a life like the Lord
然后呢我们能够掌主的权柄
Then you can rule the authority of the Lord
在外面所显出来的
And what you see outwardly
并不是说那么的有强势那样的一个好像那么刚硬
We may not be at a high position or have power
但是显出来耶稣基督那个柔软的生命
Yet that gentle life of Jesus Christ seen through us
那柔软它却不是柔弱的
And that gentleness doesn't mean it's weak
那个生命是刚强的
Yet actually that life is strong
但却不是刚硬的
Yeah, it's not hard
我记得好多年前有一次我们的夏令会有一个下午的分组
I remember many many years ago there's a workshop in the afternoon of our particular summer conference
那一个聚会是一个大家追求主的一个聚会
And that workshop was a session that we spent time wait on the Lord
那天带领的是一位邵师母
And the leader, the speaker of the session was Sister Shao
那邵师母通常讲话都是轻声细语的
And she usually speaks very gently. Her voice is very gentle.
所以你平常跟她接触，她是一个非常温柔的人。
And she's a very gentle lady.
那天她带着大家就是安静，我们在主面前，然后呢，你可以有感动的可以祷告。
And while we were waiting on the Lord, there's a time for free worship. Then you can pray as you are moved.
那天有一位年长的姊妹
I remember among us there's another senior sister
那平常也是很多服事的
And she was very busy at the work of God
那天她祷告
And while we're waiting, she prayed
那我们也觉得她祷告的好像蛮有力量的
And we felt there's power in her prayer too
但是这位邵师母
Yeah, the speaker sister Shao
她用一个很温柔的话
She said something very gently to her
他说姐妹请你停下来
Say sister please stop praying
你知道那样一个简单的话但是带着一个何等的权柄
Her voice was gentle But surely there is authority in her voice
那位年长姊妹另外一位就停下来了
So that elderly sister stopped her prayer
没有多久另外有一位姊妹她祷告出来
And soon after that another sister prayed
那整个聚会好像被火被水烧开了一样
And the entire waiting in the Lord meeting is like a pot of boiling water
圣灵大大的做工
The Holy Spirit worked mightily in our midst
所以我们看见说那一个属灵的权柄
Therefore, you see the spiritual authority
跟你外面所想的这个人他的天然生命的强或者是说他有没有什么一个位置好像是不一样的
has really nothing to do with whether you hold a high position or you are a strong person in nature.
今天主的权柄他叫我们也来执掌。
And the Lord wants us to hold His authority together with Him.
但是是他的生命今天在我们的里面看是不是能够彰显出来。
But it's really determined by if we can allow His life be seen through us.
我们知道圣经是神的话。
We all know Bible is the Word of God.
是神的默示，神的呼吸。
It's the inspiration and the breath of God.
要从神话语里面出来的这些道理教训。
And the teaching and doctrine coming out of his own word.
保罗他劝勉提多。
It's the advice from Paul.
要传讲纯正的道理。
That you need to teach the sound doctrine.
那不只要传讲。
Not only you need to teach them.
还要有善美的生活的见证。
But also set yourself a perfect example of these good things.
那这些榜样活出来。
When you have these living examples.
能够叫神的道得着尊崇。
And you'll make the teaching of God very attractive.
我们真的是愿意耶稣的美丽从我们身上能够显现出来。
And we pray that the beauty of Jesus can be seen through us.
我们求主吸引我们。
Oh Lord, draw us close.
更多的认识基督。
So that we can know you more.
更多的得着他。
And obtain you more.
那更多的能够让他在地上能够彰显出来。
So that Christ can be seen through us even more.
请我们一起来唱277首我愿更多认识基督。
Let us sing a hymn together, 277. More about Jesus would I know.
我愿更多认识基督，更多追踪他的道路。
More about Jesus would I know. More of his grace to others show.
更多认识他的救赎，更多享受他的丰富。
More of his saving fullness see. More of his love who died for me.
更多相信主的圣言，更多倚靠他的恩典。
More about Jesus on his throne, riches in glory all his own.
更多爱慕他的显现，更多盼望他的王权。
More of his kingdom sure increase, more of his coming Prince of Peace.
更多认识基督。
More about Jesus.
这是我们的祷告。
And this is our prayer.
Thank you. Thank you.